on. And boy, have we got a lot of work to do to try those. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for some stupid news now on the Phil Show. All right, here we go. First item up for bids today on Stupid News. First item, Ringo Starr can now be called Sir Ringo.
It's about time, man.
He was knighted yesterday in a special ceremony. Wow. He tweeted, another busy day for Sir Ringo. Peace and love, peace and love. He said he was a little more nervous about getting the award by himself as opposed to when the Beatles received some awards as a group. They said, what are you going to do with the medal? He said, I'll be wearing it at breakfast. So,
I remember when the Beatles were going strong, they asked Ringo what he was going to do when it was all over. And he told the news conference he was going to open a beauty salon. Perhaps a string of beauty salons.
And he was probably serious.
He was dead serious.
Oh, man. It's crazy that Ringo's still making music. Ah, who'd have thunk it? A guy in Orlando, Florida, running from the cops Sunday. He tried to steal a car. They caught him. So he starts running, goes past an unlocked bicycle. Oh, I know what you're thinking. He'll steal that. Nope. Instead of jumping on the bicycle to get away, he tried to slow the cops down by throwing the bicycle at him. Yeah, that didn't really slow him down.
No.
Yeah, they finally catch him. He jumped into a lake. Thought he could disappear. Nope, we got a helicopter up here. We got you. They got him into a boat. They handcuffed him, and he jumped back into the water. See, at this point, I would have said, you know what, fine, drown. But no, the police got him out. All right, here we go. Random stupid news. Random stupid news. You ever have a $1.50 hot dog and soda at the Costco? Costco's $1.50 hot dog and soda combo is so popular that Costco's around the country serve 100 million hot dogs a year. Four times more hot dogs than all of the Major League Baseball stadiums combined.
Man, that's kind of hard to believe.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah, it's baseball.
Guys. I like hot dogs. I like cheese on a hot dog. The squeeze cheese, I like that. I don't like chicken and dumplings on a hot dog, though. I tell you that. Sorry.
You had to be listening earlier to pick up on that one. The chicken and dumplings on the hot dog.
Yeah, see, they had to recall a bunch of them because...
Well, chili cans were mislabeled as...
Chili.
Yeah, they were mislabeled as chicken and dumplings, though.
No, it was chili. The chicken and dumplings was mislabeled as chili. It says chili
right,
on a
right,
can.
Okay.
Because what happens, you open it up and you get ready to pour it on your hot dog, and it's chicken and dumplings.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Which I'd try. What the heck? I don't care. The technical term for a burp is an eruption.
Really?
As in a sentence. Sorry, I just had a really embarrassing eruption.
Yeah. Or, on the other hand, Mount St. Helens just burped.
I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, Stormy Daniels. Wow. Wouldn't you like to take her home to mom? Did you see the video of the lie detector thing? So anyway, they ask her the questions. Did you have intercourse with Donald? Unprotected with Donald? Did he say he'd get you on The Apprentice? I wish they'd ask her a question like, are those real? Just to see if she would...
See if she
could pass that, you know?
Because we all know what the truth is.
Well, I'm guessing. Pam Dauber. Always liked the Pam Dauber. I liked her on the Mork and Mindy. She's married to the guy on NCIS.
Mark Harmon
is correct, yeah. Now, there weren't no Me Too movement when Mork and Mindy was in production 78 to 82. Robin Williams would have been a toast. In a new biography called Robin by Dave Itzkoff, Pam says Robin was constantly grabbing her butt and breast, taking his clothes off in front of her, wrestling her to the ground, and even breaking wind on her. She said, but none of it bothered me. I had the grossest things done to me by him, and I never took offense. She said, somebody had that magic. If you put it on paper, you'd be appalled, but somehow he had these guileless little things he would do, those sparkly eyes. He'd look at you playfully like a puppy. Then all of a sudden he'd grab your boobs and run away.
Yeah, Putin on a person's really endearing.
Well, I mean, she said he'd flash. I mean, you know. Can you imagine just looking at you this like, oh, isn't he sweet? Isn't he? Bark, bark, boom. Uh-oh. Earlier this year, WWE boss Vince McMahon announced that he's bringing back his failed football league, the XFL, in 2020. Now, a guy named Charlie Ebersol is launching another new league, the Alliance of American Football, before the XFL. So now we're going to have, wow, the XFL, the NFL, the whatever that other is. So yeah, the NFL, the XFL, and the AAFL. Okay. I got to be honest, I've seen these people try to do this before. Everyone so far has sucked.
Yeah, I remember the USFL, and then the McMahon one came along. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's the Arena Football League. There's all this stuff.
Yeah, well, at least the Arena Football League flew for a while. Is it still in existence?
I do not know.
Yeah.
That's how much I care about it. I don't even know.
I don't. Yeah.
I mean, it's not the NFL. It's not.
I know. Andy Kelly played in it for a long time.
Well, here's what I know. I know that if they keep behaving, if players keep behaving like they have been, there may not be an NFL. But so far, it's still the most popular thing in America. Black Panther just broke another record. Didn't have it a box office. It just passed Star Wars The Force Awakens to become the most tweeted movie ever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the competition. Yeah, okay.
The most tweeted.
I can buy that.
The most tweeted. All right. Let's see what else is going on in stupid news here. Forgive me for just a second because I had way too much stuff. I got so many leftovers that I just don't have time to do that.
And your desk is just a total wreck.
Hmm?
You're not very organized this morning.
No, I'm not today. I don't know. I'm having fun. You ever broke into a car to take a nap? Of course you have. Who hadn't? I mean, you see a car or like a car dealership, you're going to I want to break in there, get into a car and take a nap. Who hadn't wanted to do that?
Yeah.
A 62-year-old woman named Dolores Graham from Ocala, Florida. Yeah. Broke into a car on a car dealership's lot Saturday because she said she wanted to take a nap. Well, once she was inside, she lit up a cigarette, then tossed it under the front seat when she was done. And the car caught on fire. Now, even though Dolores had managed to sneak her way into the car, somehow she'd locked herself inside and couldn't get out. I don't understand that. So she started trying to smash the front windshield to escape. That's right, the time a cop showed up. After he got a call about something suspicious going on at the dealership, he helped Dolores get out of the car, used a fire extinguisher to put out the fire, and then took Dolores to jail.
Where she probably took a nap.
Well, one would hope she'd get her some rest.
God.
See, you don't have enough. That just goes to show you don't have enough rest. You'd have bad judgment. That may be my problem today. I never know.